BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bumbleyo.
Easy Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Three, two.
Radio One.
On today's podcast, we give our listener Henry a holiday to Australia, even though he can't go anywhere. He was supposed to be flying with his mates today, but we give him the entire immersive experience. I get angry on today's quiz, so that's something to look forward to. It's just people not playing fair. That's all I'm against, really. You'll hear it on Don't Look It Up. Mo Gilligan does a DJ set from his sofa, like he does most things now. And Cardiffians, get ready for your Chris Stark Guide to Cardiff. Maybe you live there, maybe you're thinking of going when you can. This guide is for you.
Radio One!
Yesterday was a big day on Radio One. Mel C in the mix. Did you miss this? Only Mel C should be allowed to ever mix these two songs. Comes. Yes! Ridiculous. How good was this yesterday, Chris? How good was it?
Mate, I'm still buzzing from it. I mean, I would go as far to say the best DJ set we've had so far. It was awesome.
Today, Mo Gilligan off of Instagram Live all the time and Channel 4 all the time from his house is gracing us with a DJ set. Mo Gilligan, a very funny man. 1 p.m. today, can he top Mel C's DJ set? Also on Grimmy's show yesterday, Paul Mescal, Connell from Normal People. I heard Greg say this earlier. Oh my God, have you seen Normal People yet? Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh my God, so good. You haven't seen it yet, have you, Chris?
I haven't seen it yet. Is it good, yeah?
It's so good. Paul was on, and we mentioned this yesterday, his chain, Connell's chain, Connell's the character, now has its own Instagram account with nearly 100k followers now, and they chatted about that.
It's slightly terrifying. I'd be so embarrassed if the chain account overtook like my follower account. But look, it's probably going to happen at some time, so I better just reconcile that fact that the chain will always be more popular than I am. But I it was a couple of days after the show aired, I saw like a little page had started somewhere, and now it's this beast, yeah. That is growing legs.
Is that the chain that you're wearing right now?
No, that is one of my own chains.
I'm not interested in that one. Yeah. Sorry.
It's just pictures of him wearing the chain.
It's just mad.
I know. I love it though.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, everyone. Who's this?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. My name's Henry. I was meant to be going on holiday today to Australia, but instead I'm sat at home.
Oh, got it. Who are you supposed to be going with? On your own? Or?
No, it was me and a couple of mates, because it's way cheaper to go this time of year because it's their winter time.
Yeah.
We wanted to go for ages, so it's just a bit of a bummer, really.
Well, it's annoying, but what were you hoping to find in Australia? Why were you going there? What was the aim?
A holiday?
The love of my life, really, Chris. I had big ambition holiday.
Yeah.
You don't go on holidays like that just on a whim, or whatever the phrase is,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, you do.
You know, no, you don't. No one just casually goes, I might just pop to Australia,
no,
actually.
He's
searching for himself there.
I feel like Australia is the place to find, like, yourself, to find... I've got so many mates that have gone and have had the best time. It sounds like if a festival on steroids is what the vibe I get from Australia.
So with your trip to Australia, the love of your life, you're convinced she's in Australia, right?
Yeah, or he.
Yeah, I just got a feeling. I feel like that's where she is. That's where I will find her.
It could be a Sheila or a Shane.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and describe said love of your life. What are we imagining here? What's the dream?
I don't want to sort of like aim too high, but I'm thinking like Australia, some sort of Pamela Anderson lookalikey,
right?
Sort of
an older lady.
Oh no, I think like means...
blonde hair, bleached blonde hair. Not older specifically. I do like older women, but like maybe blonde hair.
Okay.
Maybe work as a lifeguard on a beach. Maybe
Chris, he's thinking of Pamela Anderson back then, Baywatch Pamela Anderson.
I thought he was thinking of Pamela Anderson now.
I
can't really swim, so I always have this vision of sort of snorkeling or something, and then this lifeguard coming and saving me, and that's like the moment, but that's maybe a bit farcical. I don't know.
The thing is, none of this will actually happen, but I like it that you've really built it up in your mind. So I think we can help you with this today, right? Where do you live?
I live in Birmingham.
Right, so you were going where? Sydney or Melbourne or...?
We were going to go have it large in Sydney for a bit, and then Melbourne's a bit more sort of cultural.
Yeah.
We were going to go there afterwards.
What I'd quite like to do for you, Henry, is to recreate your holiday.
That sounds amazing.
Now, obviously, it takes a long time to get to Australia, so this will be happening over the next couple of days. Are you sure you've got the commitment in you for this?
Scott, this would be lovely. The weather here isn't great, is it? So,
Well, you're not actually going anywhere, but I'll make you think that you are.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
And let's be honest, what else are you going to do? Like, there's nothing else to do.
Exactly. I've got nothing else to do, so... All right.
Okay, Henry, wait there, and I'm going to recreate your Australian holiday next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
No flights at the moment, so we are now going to try and recreate Henry, our listener's Australia trip for him. Hey.
Hello.
Henry's supposed to be flying with a couple of mates to Sydney today, but obviously can't at the moment, so he's stuck in Birmingham for the foreseeable.
Yes, this is true.
Now, hang on, Scott. You said before that you're going to recreate his holiday for him.
Yes, I am.
To be specific, are you talking about the journey to the holiday?
I'm going to do the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so what airport were you supposed to be flying from?
Gatwick.
All right, so you got to Gatwick, okay?
Yeah, we're there.
Gatwick now and... Yeah. Planes... Are we north or south terminal, Gatwick?
Let's go for north.
North, okay. All right, cool. So you're now walking up to the check-in desk and I'm going to play the part of the person checking you in, all right?
Okay, cool.
Okay, so off you go. Walk up to...
Hello.
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 Hi. Where are you flying to today?
I'm going to Australia.
Where?
Oh, Sydney.
Okay. And how long is your stay in Australia?
3 weeks.
All right. Can you see your passport, please?
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
How old are you?
22.
How long have you held this passport for?
It was when I went to Magaluf. What was that, 2014?
This is very thorough, isn't it? This is a very thorough recreation,
yeah,
I've noticed.
I've never had this before.
Where's your car right now?
We got a taxi.
Right, OK. Has anyone asked you to carry anything aboard this aircraft today?
No, not going there, no.
Has anyone asked you to pack anything in the bags?
My mum told me to take sun cream, that's it.
Did you pack these bags yourself?
I did, yeah, I did.
I always want to reply at that point, absolutely not, my butler did it. Right, so where were you born? Let's have a look here.
I was born in Liverpool.
Right. Can I ask you the purpose of your visit to Australia?
Purely pleasure and seeking fulfilment of life.
Send him through security in a minute, Scott.
Shall I?
Yeah.
Do you think my questions are done here?
Yeah, I'm ready for him.
Okay, just make your way through those doors to security, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right. I'm sending him through to security for you, Chris, okay?
Yeah, send him through.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we really are recreating every part of Henry's trip to Australia. All right, Chris, checking complete now, so I'm sending him over to you in security, all right?
Yeah, send it through.
Yeah.
Right, move forward, please, sir. Belts off, trousers down, shoes in the box. You got a laptop in there, a separate box. Any computers, electronics, separate box. Jumpers off, shirt off. Right, just go through the scanner now.
Yeah.
Okay, can you come over here, please, sir? Have you got anything in your pockets?
No, I don't think so.
empty your pockets again, please. You have just bleeped.
Okay.
I'll just get the scanner thing.
What's in the pockets?
What's in the pockets?
I'm actually walking around my room doing this.
Well, I said we were recreating it, and we are. What's in your pockets?
My wallet and a picture of my mum.
Okay, well, I did tell you to empty your pocket, so can you just follow me to this room here, please?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if you do this on this end of things or if it's on the other end, Scott, but I'm going to crack on.
Yeah, no, I don't know, but just send him to the room anyway, yeah.
Right, Henry, just put your stuff in the corner over there.
Yeah,
I'll give
this,
you a
this definitely happens
second
to
take your clothes off.
Oh, no, I didn't get that.
Let me just get this glove on.
Oh, this reminds me of I was detained in Dubai once, but I didn't go this far.
Stretch it out.
Oh.
Right, Henry, bend over.
Right.
I don't know how I'm going to play this next bit.
How's that for you, Henry? Fine?
Yeah, it's reminding me of something else, not getting detained, to be honest.
Henry, would you like this examination to be a bit more private? It's a bit weird doing it on the radio, isn't it?
Yeah, let's take
all
it
right.
Some...
Okay, take so it Scott, else. if you play a song, Scott,
all right.
I'll examine Henry I'll thoroughly and I'll be back with the
Scott
results
Mills.
In a minute.
Okay. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, we've got some messages coming in now. You see, this is what lockdown has done. Lolling, OMG, your airport security is the best. It's weird. Let's be honest, everyone, it's weird. Just woken up for a night shift. What the hell is going on, Radio 1? I know. This is so weird, but I kind of love it. Are you two okay? Never been asked to take my trousers down in security pool. Like, just go with it, okay? Everyone's like, it's weird. All right, so we're recreating Henry's trip to Australia, all of it, every single detail. He's in the airport now in Gatwick. Let's go back over to Henry. He's at airport security currently with Chris.
Bend over.
Wow.
Henry, you're all fine. They have done a thorough search of your areas, and you're free to travel. So please make your way to the gate. Feel free to call in at your lounge on the way.
Thank you, security.
You go and wait in the gate there, and then later on in the show, we'll come back to you with what's next, okay?
The Scott Mills Daily.
You may not have heard this before. We've done it before on the show. People of Cardiff, get ready to learn more about your city, or maybe if you're thinking of visiting when this is all over, this is for you.
The Scott Mills Golden Moment on the Radio 1.
Our Golden Moment, we present to you the Chris Stark Guide to Cardiff.
Cardiff, Cardiff, the capital of Wales, the capital of rugby, and for many, the capital of chips. And although chips weren't invented until the 18th century, it seems Cardiff has been around much, much longer, with archaeological excavation showing signs of habitation on the site as far back as 7,000 years before Chris. Fast forward... Cardiff enjoys a strong nightlife. Most clubs and bars are situated in the city centre, especially St Mary's Street. By day, people diligently work in their offices of St Mary's Street, but by night, they turn into a different beast. Play Living for the Weekend by Hardfire, Scott. Now, Hardfire are not Welsh, but we thought the song was suitable because... Cardiff lives for the weekend.
Oh, see, I thought you got them mixed up with Feeder.
No.
Who are Welsh?
Oh, Feeder Welsh?
Yes.
I've learned something
there. But they didn't have any songs about weekends. So.
No, fine. St Mary's Street is fueled by alcohol and the emotions of the city's nightlife. It sees it all. Drinking, fighting, kissing, crying and sleeping. Queues form outside popular bars. Security guards and headloo look on, keeping an eye on the whole spectacle. Supermen chat up Playboy bunnies. Bride squads trample through like a herd of wildebeest. Somebody's had a little bit too much and takes a nap on the pavement. Hungry ones finish their chips. Needy ones urinate by the wall. Bins overflow. But in all this, nobody seems to worry about tomorrow. What matters is here and now, until the next weekend, and then the next weekend, and then the next weekend. Back to the normal music, Scott. Their shopping centre is named after their most famous resident, St. David. He opened the centre himself. And St. David has not mucked around with the toilets. They were named the UK's best commercial toilets 2017. It's no wonder celebrities flock to live there. A walk around town and you'll say shmai to Ewan Ruan, the actor who plays Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones. It's all fine. Maybe you'll see local resident Roald Dahl or Letitia or Chichi.
You won't see Roald Dahl.
From short-lived MTV show The Valleys.
Can I stop you? You won't see Rod. Stop.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead?
Definitely dead.
But...
Died in 1990.
Oh, apologies there.
Just looked up.
You're very unlikely to see Roald Dahl there.
Just change it.
If you're lucky, you might find yourself on Chippy Lane, in Dorothy's. And who's that in the corner munching on a chicken curry and chips? It's only Dame Shirley Bassey. Play some Bassey.
Diamonds are forever. But you won't see Shirley.
She's dead?
She's not dead. She hadn't been to Wales in years. She lives in Monaco.
But you know, you won't see either of them then.
You know.
Back to the guide. Few words of advice. If you bump into the Dame or any other proud Cardiffian, 91% of conversations start with the phrase, what it is. All right or what is a greeting, not a threat. And make sure that you always thank your bus driver. Cheers, drive. And cheers to you, Helen. Enjoy good drink. Enjoy good food. Party hard. And at the end of it, sleep well. All of which is nothing less than you'd expect from a city that was the birthplace of both the sleeping bag and Captain Morgan Rum. He wasn't actually a captain, but that only goes further to prove you really can be anyone you want to be in Cardiff. Shemai. I don't think that was as offensive as people thought it might be. And that's fine by me.
Yeah. See, there's a Welsh person in the room now, Tom. Are you offended?
No.
Fine.
Is it fine?
Fine. We're fine.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Chris, all the Cardiffians, that's people that live in Cardiff, it's just making them feel even more in love with their city than they did before. Very proud people, the Welsh, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what we try and do. That's the point of the guide.
Very, very excited to hear the guide to Cardiff today. It's brilliant. Thanks for playing that. It's one I've not heard. And as a Cardiffian, I'm saying it's spot on. That's from Shane. Lindsay says, my three-year-old son, for some reason, finds the Chris Stark City Guides hilarious and cracks up every lunchtime when they're on. Tara says, have never heard anything more accurate about St. Mary's Street. I miss the diff. I know loads of you just love the D. Can't wait to go back. Shumai says, Kate, laugh so much and I think all Welsh people totally relate. Can't wait for my next night out in Cardiff. Naomi says, as a Cardiffian, I can confirm that all that was 100% accurate. The most I've laughed in weeks in lockdown. Good work on the guide today. Very good, Chris.
Cheers, mate.
Where should we do tomorrow on the guide? What ones have we done before? Manchester. Oh, the M&S. Yeah, Manchester one, I think, maybe tomorrow. That would be good. Do you live in Manchester? Have you fallen out of love with the place? Once lockdown is properly over, are you after for new things to do? Let's do Manchester tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
First of all, it's Chris in Barnsley. This never gets old, does it? Maya Jama on Radio 1 at her absolute best.
It is Maya Jama on BBC Radio 1.
Having a lovely Saturday so far. I have got so many tunes to play for you. Britney Spears, Katy B, Porter Robinson. But here's Muse, Submissive Black Hole.
Hello, Mark, who's straight in Broad Stairs. Oh, we're doing that again, are we? I mean, it's been a while since we played this, so how about this New Zealand radio competition? Why is it so hard?
February 1st trivia answer tonight, Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Father's Day.
What about Father's
Day? Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
Oh. Ooh. No, I don't know.
Oh. You're close. I just need the question.
Ooh.
Like,
I'm not too sure.
Like, the answer's Sunday, but what would the question be?
All I know is Father's Day.
Yeah, you're kind of right. I just need to know the question.
Like, the 35th?
Yeah. If it was to be a question, it would be, what day is Father's Day? So
what day is Father's Day, right?
Yeah, so the answer's Sunday.
Sunday.
What do you reckon the question might be?
What's the question, right? Oh, don't know.
You're 90% there. You need to give me the question.
What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Yep. So the answer's Sunday. What would the question be?
Father's Day.
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
No. But the question needs to be what day. The answer needs to be what day is Father's Day.
What day is Father's Day?
So I'll say the answer's Sunday, and if you can say what day is Father's Day, that's what I need. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The answer's Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Sunday.
No, what you need to say to me, what day is Father's Day?
Oh.
Okay. The answer's Sunday. What's the question?
What day is Father's Day?
You got it.
What day is Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
James and Serena in Lincolnshire want this classic bit of Innuendo Bingo from Radio 4 and Stephen Fry.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin Jack off a horse.
His cousin Jack. Claire in Aberystwyth. We found a guy yesterday who's a presenter on Radio Devon who often gets confused for the current health secretary.
BBC Radio Devon.
Matt Tancock.
Matt Tancock. For Thomas and all the young farmers ploughing away, they want the Chris Stark Farmer remix of Avicii.
Monday feeding ponies, Tuesday I was deeply ploughing, Wednesday the cows I milked were groaning, Thursday I am shearing, Friday pumping slurry, I'm there stuffing bales like a boss on Saturday, yes I cannot wait for my lunch on Sunday, I'll have pork insider.
Classic. Ben in Nottingham wants this great bit that we found from University Challenge.
The nicknames cheesemongers, cherry pickers, Bob's own, the Emperor's chambermaids and the immortals are or have been used for which groups of men?
You miss Bright.
Homosexuals?
Craig in Cumbernauld wants Chris's examination of Henry at the airport security earlier. Yeah, Henry was supposed to be going to Australia today, but he's not, so we're recreating his holiday. We're going to actually have him take off on the plane at 2:45. We're going to recreate that for him. Here he is in the search room.
Bend over.
Wow. What about, this is from Jack in Winchester and loads of other people. What about when Clara got confused about Lizzo on Saturday Kitchen?
Do you know what? We had Harry Styles in.
I watched it last night.
Yeah, and in fact, he covered Lizzo's song, Jizz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Joe in Norfolk. Who'd really like to hear when David Cameron was asked a personal question on Test Match Special.
It's lovely to be here for an afternoon of enjoyable cricket.
Great. And you're quite happy to come? You're able to come? It's not a problem for you to come?
Lucy. Hello, Lucy, working away in Edinburgh. Wants the iconic sign-off that Mel C did after her DJ set yesterday.
Hi, C, hold tight.
Nice.
Okay, where are you at? Sean is delivering wine. Where are you celebrating Bumbleo Wednesday? Howling at the radio. Is this Hayden in Christchurch? Hello, Matt. Matt's back to work today. He is in Watford. Not Matt Tancock. Liam, working from home in Penzance, what day is Father's Day to you?
Father's Day is on.
Jess in Norfolk is an early hour for her interview, so just sat in her car. Michael's just popping on the M1. Samuel's bumbling his furlough off in Boreham Wood. Ashley's in Peterborough. Where them girls at? Oh, there's Heidi, there's one. Cleaning her toenails out in Berkshire. Bamboleo,
bamboleo. I'm getting all the messages now. Hello, Codge the electrician, gay in Southampton, having a lovely little bumbleo. He is lonely, though. Who else we got? Stephen in Suffolk, Jess in Manchester, Sarah in Bromley.
Why did you say Bromley like that? Because that's in.
I got it all mixed up. Yeah. Hello, Ben and Harvey. A slurry tanking in Warwickshire.
Brad, at home, still furloughed in Swansea. So many messages today. Mel, working out in sunny Bristol.
Two meters.
Scott Mills, Mo Gilligan's Sofa Lockdown Anthems.
Yes, Mo Gilligan, how are you?
I'm very well, Scott. How are you? You all right?
We're all good here. Chris is at home. I'm in the studio. We're ready to go. Do you feel like you spend all of your time on screen now?
Pretty much all of my time. I know all the features of the Zooms and the Skypes.
Listen, I was watching the other night and they had to take your show off. What happened?
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties. You know, it's live TV. These things happen, so... To be fair, there's a lot worse things going on at the moment, so I was like, we just go again next week.
When did you find out that the show wasn't going ahead? Because you had loads planned, didn't you?
Yeah, maybe like 3 minutes beforehand, but I was just like, we just got Instagram Live, innit? Like, yeah.
Yeah, right. Who needs TV? You just go on Instagram Live and just carry on what you were going to do anyway.
Can you imagine any other scenario where you're about to do a live TV show and 3 minutes before someone's like, we're not going ahead with this. Like, it'd be so stressful. But when you're in your own living room and you have access to a fridge and maybe a pint, everything is a lot more chilled, isn't it? You just be like, all right, we'll try again another day.
Like, you know, there was everyone stressing, but I was just like, well, let's just go on Instagram Live, open a can, and just vibes. You know what I mean? Like...
All right, Mo Gilligan, you're in charge of the tunes. What are we going for first?
We are going for some Shy FX. Yes. You see this track here? I was quite young when Jungle was around. But as I got older, I appreciated this song like a fine wine, and I seen what it does in clubs. And yeah, this is my bedroom track, Shy FX original now.
Mo Gilligan's Sofa Lockdown Anthems.
Mo Gilligan on BBC Radio 1, that was Shy FX. All right, we need to talk about Drake because, like, I know he's a fan. Have you met him?
Yeah, we met a couple times. We met at Wireless. You know, there was that whole thing where people didn't know if he was going to perform or not.
Yeah.
I was in that kind of artist bit, and I went on the stage because someone said that Gigs was performing. So I went up to see Gigs, but then they hadn't started yet. So I came back, and one security said, oh, you can't go to this section yet because someone's coming out, right, and we need to clear the section, whatever. So I was like, oh, come on, man. Like, my friends are on the other side. And he was like, all right, cool, go ahead. So I walked, and then Drake's come out of this section. Bearing in mind, no one knew Drake was going to be there. But then, he came out, and then he was like, yo, what's up? And I was like, oh, you come to me? So I was like, yeah, what's up, man?
That's mad.
Yeah, we were just talking, just having a chat. How you been? How's things? Like, you performing later? Yeah, cool, man. He's like, yeah, we got after party, you should come down. He's a nice guy, man. Real people person as well, which is nice, you know? Yeah, it was just like a normal conversation. Yeah.
All right, let's get into Drake on Radio 1.
No, you've been hurt by someone else. I could tell by the way you carry yourself.
Mo Gilligan's Sofa Lockdown Anthems.
So I'm hoping the technical difficulties will all be sorted for next Monday's show.
Yes, 100%. If they're not, then...
Yeah. It's not your fault. You've got a bloke that comes around and sorts out all the equipment for you, haven't you? Like, in the full suit.
Yeah, so there's one guy, he's like, does the main setup and stuff.
The stress that guy must be under when it is like, yeah, 3 minutes before, at least you've come to some sort of like sense in your head of peace. But that guy must have been running around going like... Oh, what do I do?
Well, this is the thing. It's like I was very chilled, isn't it? Normally, I'll be 3 minutes before we go to air, and I just like on Twitter looking at some memes or relaxing or chilled out.
I would love to be that chilled out about things. It's so good. Mo Gilligan, what are we playing next on Radio 1 in your DJ set this afternoon?
Next, we are playing Gigs Whipping Excursion. You know, in comedy, right? That one thing us comics look for, especially to if you've got a big show, is your entrance music. And a lot of times I play a lot of music and I'm like, I'd love to come out to this. You know, oh, you're doing a tour? I was just like, okay, that's cool. I don't care about the material right now, but I need to come out to this song, innit? It's just hype.
Man. Okay, let's get it on. Whipping Excursion, Gigs on Radio 1.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Linked up with Buck, and I'm with Alex in Berlin.
Yes.
Gravity surfing, cavities hurting. Man of no mercy, man have been murking. Man are just actors, man are rehearsing.
Mo Gilligan is our DJ this afternoon on BBC Radio 1. That was Gigs.
I'm loving Mo on Radio 1 today. Mo, for you, what's it like now being a Radio 1 DJ? I mean, that's got to be up there with the ambitions, right?
It's up there. I ain't going to lie. I want some explosions, you know? I feel like...
I can do that.
On radio, like, you need explosions and sound effects for some reason. I don't know why.
There it is.
Yeah, we can go massive on this. Right, rest of the mix. Let's just keep firing them in.
I got it.
Let's
I'm
just go
it.
Silly for Mo.
Got it.
All right, Mo, what are we playing next?
Next, we have Stormzy Crown. This is just it's a chilled out song. Like when Stormzy's rapping it and I'm listening to it, I thought like it's me that's rapping sometimes. So yeah, that's why I had to put this song in this playlist.
In every corner of my mind, looking for the answers I can't find. I have my reasons, life has its lessons. Try to be grateful and count all my blessings, but heavy is the head that.
Mo Gilligan on Radio 1, that was Stormzy and Crown. We're bringing all the effects in now, Mo.
Get them all in, mate. That's what it's about.
Mo, what are we going to play next?
Okay, so next we're gonna play Kanye West. This is Can't Tell Me Nothing. You see this song, right? I used to play this song on the way to when I used to work in retail, and it just used to speak to my soul. Like, the beginning is like, wait till I get my money, right? I said, listen, one day, I'm gonna go M&S, I'm gonna buy all the Percy Pigs. Don't get me wrong, other supermarket sweets are available. I said, yeah, man, there'll be a day one day where I can walk into M&S and get a real good lunch. And yeah, I used to look out the bus window just like, one day.
Okay, I'm picturing this now as we play Kanye West.
It's so good, this. This for me is, it always makes me think of The Hangover, this song. There's a moment where this kicks in.
As well.
Love it.
All right, Mo, listen, thank you so much for doing that today. I know.
No worries, guys.
We'll see you on TV on Monday and on Instagram Live all the time. Mo Gilligan, you legend. Thank you.
Most definitely. Take it easy, Scott.
See you later.
Peace.
I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I smit that on a necklace. I told God I'd be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess, until he get the message.
Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Sean in Rochester, Kent.
Hello.
Sean has done absolutely nothing today until she turned up for work about 5 minutes ago. Isn't that right?
It is correct.
Okay, what do you do for a job?
I work for an air conditioning company.
And you're allowed to go back now, are you?
I have been working since the lockdown. I work in an office on my own, so...
Okay, just you there again.
Just me on my own.
Do you do that thing where my mate does this at the moment? He's the only person in the office, so like, opens the door. Hi, everyone. Hey. Oh, you just forget, don't you?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, me again.
Yeah,
everyone's,
but
everyone's furloughed.
Does mean that you can go and sit on the boss's chair and enjoy sort of boss's privileges.
I would not dare sit on his chair.
Would you not? Has he got like a separate office?
No. It's all in the same office, but he's got a chair in a specific way.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't change. He'll know.
See, if there was a boss's office, I would be in it right now, doing all sorts in there, wouldn't you, Chris?
Absolutely. Well, there is that one at Radio 1 that you could probably go. You know the one with the views? It's got, like, banging views, hasn't it?
Almost like, it's a bit like the boardroom, The Apprentice, that one.
Yeah. I think you should go and have a little dance in there.
Oh, I've been in there before to do things.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
A long time ago.
Moving on.
No, just like chilled out in there and that. Yeah, anyway, so...
It sounds dodgy. It sounds really dodgy.
It
wasn't at all. I just...
You're doing bits in the manager's office?
No. No, I... Back in the day, I did used to sleep in there. But that's because I was doing early breakfast and I'd just been on a night out.
In my office many a time.
Yeah, it's not allowed.
No afternoon nap.
Anyway, they won't know. Right, so here's my banger. I know, is it me you normally pick, is it?
I do.
Okay, Sean, we'll see if you like my one today, which is this. Oh, okay. Slightly out of time singing along to Signs by Snoop and Justin Timberlake.
I like.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, nice, chilled. I like your vibe, Scott.
Thank you.
My banger choice is very different, Sean. I hope you pick mine. It's this. I've gone old school. This is the Wombats, Moving to New York. Just reminds me of the Inbetweeners, this, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, what should we do, Sean?
Oh, it's a tough one because I do like both. I'm going to have to break from the norm. I think I'm going to have to go with Chris.
What the...
Series 3 is finally here and we're obsessed with Killing Eve.
Haven't you heard?
Eve.
She's back.
Join me, Naomi, and me, Zing, as we analyze every episode and obsess over every single detail.
We'll be serving hot takes, hotter gossip, and all the thrills, spills, and sexy kills.
Served with so much affection and adoration, you're gonna love it.
And we'll be joined by cast members, special guests, and celebrity fans.
Obsessed with Killing Eve.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
So I'm moving to New York because I've got problems with my sleep. And we're not the same, and I will wear that on my sleeve. So I'm moving to New York because I've got issues with my sleep. Looks like Christmas came early. Christmas came early for me.
Hello, Matt from Stoke, who is doing the quiz with her girlfriend and his girlfriend, Gabby, in the back garden today. The weather's all right in Stoke. Loser is buying the next food shop. Yeah, put like, put a forfeit on it. Like, the loser has to do something. That was one bat, so I need to step it up. Moving to New York. Okay, I'll try again in the next hour when we do the next round of bangers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are you playing along today in the quiz? Phones away, please. Thank you. It's time for Don't Look It Up. Brett in Stocksbridge is playing along with housemates Jake and Beth in the garden. The loser makes the next drinks. Brett says, mine's a beer. Carlo's playing along in Llandudno. Liam and Rich and Robert and Harry are playing along. Hi, hi, hi. Let us know if you are on 81199. Who are you playing with today? And what are you playing for? So maybe it is like, loser gets their hair cut. Loser makes the next set of drinks. Loser buys a takeaway tonight. Let me know. And here is our quizmaster for today and every day. The only other person in the building with me, it's Will. Hello, Will.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Chris as well, yeah.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, Will. Hello.
Hi Chris. Will.
Address me.
Hi there, Chris.
Hello, Will. Nice to see you sober. Okay, so we've got three rounds in today's quiz. Let's go for it. Pens and paper or WhatsApp group at the ready and let's go.
Round one.
Let's hope I do this better than yesterday. Round one, Will, yes?
Year six history, 20th century inventions.
Oh, God.
Random.
Okay. All right, so year six history, 20th century inventions. I can tell you now, I'm out, but I'll give it a go. Yeah, okay, cool.
Question one. Which big name in the business is credited with inventing frozen food in 1924? Which big name in the business is credited with inventing frozen food in 1924?
You got 5 seconds to write it down and think of your answer. 5 seconds, which isn't very long. Okay, so I am going to go for, well, 1924.
Correct.
Mary Berry.
I'm going to go Captain Birdseye.
The answer is Clarence Birdseye. So I reckon Chris gets a point there.
Yeah. Wicked.
That's amazing. So it's Captain Birdseye. Well, yeah. Captain Birdseye. Do you know what's his name in other countries? It's my favourite. Was it in France and loads of other countries? It's called something mad.
Well, we managed to track a captain down, didn't we, Scott?
Yeah.
Another time we spoke to, I think it was the German Captain Birdseye.
That's right. In France, Belgium, Netherlands and Germany, he's known as Captain Igloo. And in Italy, he's called Captain Findus. Next question, please. Give yourself a point if you said Birdseye.
Question two, and this is the closest to. What year was the World Wide Web launched?
Okay, 5 seconds. Year the World Wide Web was launched. Okay, 5 seconds now. I'm going to go 1992.
Tricky this. I'm going to go 91.
It's 1990, so Chris takes the point. 2-0.
Oh, because it was closest. That's... Okay, fine. All right, question three, please.
Question three. Cat's eyes were invented in 1933.
Oh.
But where would you find them?
5 seconds.
Oh.
My answer, in the middle of the road.
I'm gonna go motorway for that, Will.
Oh, you're being specific. Oh, come on.
The answer is on the middle of the road. They're on A roads and
yeah,
B roads
so that's
as well.
Fine.
Yeah, I'll give you both a point.
All right, so
3-1.
3-1, once again, it's not the best game I've ever played. Let us know how you're doing. If you said cat's eyes in the middle of the road, you can have that motorway, you can have that A road, you can have that. Okay, we'll get to round two of the quiz next. Don't look it up.
One. BBC Radio.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quizmaster Will, I've got a question.
Yeah.
You can also find cat's eyes in a cat's head. Can Craig and Bolton have that?
Yeah, but they weren't invented in 1933. I think cats have always had eyes.
One.
Quote of the day. This is our quiz. Don't look it up. Okay, let's get into round two. Oh, by the way, loads of people did quite well in that last round, apart from me.
Round two.
Rachel on the Isle of Man's playing with herself today. Lewis in Wantage is playing with his work colleague, Jack. Emma in Reading is on her own making some salted caramel loaf. No one to compete with, but will be disappointed in herself if she does badly. Round two, Will, is...
Whose birthday is it?
OK, so how does this work?
I will describe and play a little clip of someone. You've got to say whose birthday it is today.
OK, so the clip is of the person?
Yes, the clip is of the person.
Go for it.
Question one. This actor is 34 today and played roles including Edward Cullen and Cedric Diggory.
You know the prefect's bathroom on the fifth floor? It's not a bad place for a bar. Just take your egg and mull things over in the hot water.
But whose birthday is it?
5 seconds. This is where we come really unstuck, Chris, because we don't know any actors. None.
No.
Not one.
I'm trying to think. I'm just thinking posh and English, potentially.
Twilight.
Oh.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
Oh! Robert Pattinson. Pattinson.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said Pattinson.
Slightly dubious, but I'll give you both a mark there.
Is it Pattin or Pattin? Pattin.
Pattinson.
Thank you.
Pattinson.
So surely I should get the point and he doesn't.
I thought that's what Chris said.
Why?
He's a Pattinson.
Yeah, I did.
Sure, John.
I
don't think you want to go down people pronouncing names slightly wrong, Scott, because then we end up on a very horrible alley.
Nothing.
You can't have regional accents being punished, Scott, because they haven't used sort of Queen's BBC English.
Road. It's either Pattin.
If you forget
Pattin.
A T in a name, does that mean you get the question wrong? Stop it.
It's just his correct name.
Nah.
Moving on.
No.
Question two. According to Wikipedia, she's either 20 or 27 today.
Sure.
And has the longest number one ever by a female artist with this. Say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. But whose birthday is it?
5 seconds. What, so there's potentially 7 years difference in age?
Mm-hmm. Definitely her birthday, though.
Right, well, I want to see her passport. Tones and I.
Chris?
Tones and I, yep.
I think Chris might be on for a full house here. Tones and I is the correct answer.
5 on 5 so far, yeah.
All right, Tones and I, correct answer. Give yourself a point if you said Tones and I. Next one, next birthday.
Question three. Finally, a legendary footballer's birthday who allegedly threatened to leave Man City after they didn't buy him a birthday cake. He also has one of the great chants.
Yeah. You know this, Scott.
But whose birthday is it?
5 seconds.
You know this. You know this because I've got you doing the chant before on Nights Out. We've DJed places where me and you have been doing the chant and the dance.
Have we?
Yeah, but you know what it's like. We've had a couple of drinks and then I don't think you knew what you were doing. You were just joining in.
Typical me. I just went along with it for fun. To fit in. I don't know. Is it Neymar?
Oh, no, you haven't given it enough thought. Honestly, we've done it before.
Who is it?
Torre.
Oh!
Yeah. And then Colo.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, we have done that. That's annoying. Oh, well, I'm not winning anyway. Yes, yeah. Correct. Yes, Will?
Yaya Touré is the correct answer.
OK, give yourself a point if you said Yaya Touré. Well, that's round two done, isn't it? So shall we do round three? Then what's that, please?
Round three.
People in songs.
OK.
You'll get the idea.
People in songs. Got it?
Yeah. Question one. In the lyrics of S Club Party...
Oh.
What is Hannah doing?
5 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Who? Hannah?
Hannah.
Right.
Oh, is Hannah looking for romance?
Yeah. Yeah. No, one sec. Wait.
You had your 5 seconds.
Actually prepared to give extra time for this one.
Wait.
Why are you changing
just
the rules?
Don't stop
him?
Talking. Stop talking.
La la la
be
la.
Be quiet.
La la la. Oh, come on. This is ridiculous. You had your 5 seconds. I've given my answer.
Chris. Hannah's screaming out for more.
Paul's getting down on the floor. While Hannah's screaming out for
right,
more.
That's not fair. He had more time. Right, I'm walking.
So giving him the point there.
I'm walking. Why? Oh, why are you on
massive.
His side?
That's massive. I'm on a 9-dart finish. I don't believe it.
Yeah, because you had like...
Just two more.
A minute to
two
answer
more.
The question. And
question
go through
two.
The whole song in your head.
Question two. In the Saturday song Higher, in what order does Flo Rida list the band members?
Oh, okay. Right, 5 seconds.
No.
Can we have, what was it again?
In the Saturday song Higher, in what order does Flo Rida list the band's members? It's right at the beginning of the song.
Okay, can I go... Frankie, Molly, Una, Vanessa, Rochelle.
And Chris, what are you going?
Right, I'm going... Frankie, Molly, Una, Vanessa, Rochelle.
That's what I said.
What are you doing, Saturday Girl? It's the correct answer.
Yes! Yes, this is massive. This is massive. If I get this right, that's a 9-darter. We should have the music ready for that. We should have the whole... Da, 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 da.
I think so.
This is a new situation.
There's cheating going on.
No cheating.
Got loads of time for the last one. Anyway, carry on.
Question three. Who does Kesha wake up feeling like?
I know
five
it.
Seconds. Oh,
I actually know it.
I'm throwing the board up in the air now. Like if I was playing
I
a board
it.
Game.
Yes, I think I know it. Yes.
Yeah, P. Diddy.
P. Diddy, yes!
It's crack for the 9-dart finish.
Right, who else thinks this has been stolen from me?
Oh, I'm buzzing. What a day. Oh, that's cheered me up no end. Oh, that is massive.
One, the Scott Mills Daily.
Can we get the Quizmaster in here for a second, please? Thank you.
Oh, that's
Laura,
what a day.
Laura in Bridge of Allen, Scotland. The Quizmaster's being very unfair to Scott.
Well, he's not, is he? There's not. You haven't been wronged out of anything.
That was like scoring a goal after the whistle has blown, has someone else. Chris clearly cheating. How is he suddenly getting everything right? Yeah. Choking on my monster munch. That's one. In rage, Chris cheated so bad. How long did it take him to answer the question? Are you going to resign, Quizmaster? Are you going to resign?
I'm giving you all a yellow card.
Okay.
What for?
Yeah, you got a yellow card as well. You have that. You enjoy it. I'll be back tomorrow.
Oi.
Are you going to resign, Quizmaster?
Oi.
Just let him enjoy it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Natalie.
Hello.
Welcome back. I know you've been living in America, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I just returned about 4 weeks ago.
Okay, where in the States were you?
I lived in Georgia.
Okay, and how did you kind of... When you were homesick, how did you cope?
I listened to the podcast. I listened to you guys every day.
Did you? In Georgia?
Yeah, honestly, I did, every day. Normally just driving around to supermarkets or to work or anywhere. Just me and my two-year-old daughter would always listen to you.
Oh, I love that. So you're because of the time difference, you're just there waiting for the podcast to come out every day.
Yeah, every day we listen to it together. It was amazing. It was like one of the only things we went through a really difficult time when we were there, and it was one of the only things that got us through, obviously, other than speaking to my family, was listening to you guys. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's so sweet. We hear about people that go travelling or move abroad, and it's always such a compliment when people sort of carry us around to remind them of home.
Lug us
and
around.
Sort of be that little bit of home. And we love being that to anyone.
Yeah,
so thank you
exactly
so much.
What it felt like, no, thank you. It felt like you guys were just part of my home with me over there, so it was wonderful. So thank you guys for having your podcast.
And now you're back, where are you based?
In near Norwich.
Okay, and the great thing is as well, now you are back in the UK, you can experience all the amazing days out and things to do, clubs and bars and restaurants. Oh,
exactly, I'm spoiled for choice.
Yeah,
I did just go grocery or food shopping, so.
Oh, it's such a treat, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I wait a bit just to prolong the excitement, do you know what I mean? So shall I go now or shall I wait later? Because this is going to be the peak of my day. All right.
It is.
Natalie, I've got this for you on Bangers today. It's the other one from this band. Give us a kiss and maybe we can go out. It's not Chelsea Dagger. It's hard to miss you when you follow us. But it is Fratelli's. Some shoes and maybe take us for cake. Henrietta. We'll get you there and some. Different?
Yeah. A bit different.
Yeah.
It is a happy song. Bit different is all good. It's a choice on bangers, though. You can have that, or you can have my banger choice today, which is this.
Oh, you dirty.
Do you know what I mean? I've gone basic as with this, but big song. And I'm going to dedicate this to the delivery drivers. I don't know why. It just seems like the kind of one where windows down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I'm
going
to have to go
with
Christmas choice.
Okay, cool. Right, I'm checking out today because it's not been...
Sorry.
It's okay, it's fine.
Don't apologise. It doesn't... listen, it's not a bad thing that either of us get chosen. The main thing is, Scott, one of us gets chosen. It's the taking part that counts, okay? So don't sour the whole feature just because you never get chosen.
Try not getting chosen at all and then also having someone cheat against you on the quiz.
Yeah, but what do you want then, Scott? Do you want a sympathy choice? Do you want someone to just choose you out of pity?
I do not want sympathy. Like, let's go for it. Let's go Fiat 500 basic as. Come on. Here we go. Come on.
What an intro. Come on.
Actually, it is a great intro. Again, please.
Yeah, pull up.
Woohoo. Yeah. We all mine. Come on. So living it up. Well, I'm seeing the Fyre Festival documentary. To everybody that be living it up, we say. Why do you just disappear? So tune, Ja Rule Radio 1. Baby, it's a typical everyday one night thing. It's a physical, I'ma love you tonight, gang. Look, calling your name, go jump on in the range and roll over. I just really wanted to hold it this time. All right, so earlier on the show, we were chatting to our listener, Henry. We're trying to give him an authentic travelling to Australia experience. He was supposed to be going today to Australia, obviously can't at the moment. So we're trying to make it as authentic as the real thing. So first up, I kind of grilled him a fair amount at the check-in desk. Don't know if you heard this earlier. Can you see your passport, please?
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
How old are you?
22.
How long have you held this passport for?
It was when I went to Magaluf. What was that, 2014? Oh,
this is very thorough.
Trying to make it like the real thing, you know? I grilled him, and then he got a reel going over at security with Chris.
Bend over.
Wow. Right, so still in the made-up airport, Henry's been sat in his lounge for the last couple of hours, like you would do while waiting for a plane. Henry, how's imaginary departures been?
Yeah, it's just classic, isn't it, really?
Anyway, your flight's boarding.
Okay.
Okay, right, so if you could walk onto the plane, please.
Yep.
Obviously, it wouldn't happen that quick in real life, but we've got to speed things along. It's the radio, got songs to play. Right, oh, look, you're on the plane. It's quite big. It's a 737.
Wow, this is something else.
Okay, can I see your ticket, please?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 82E, so it's just there on the right, so like just down there on the right, okay?
Right at the back.
Remember, you can recline the seat, and if you want to watch a film, just watch it on your phone from a distance. Chris, this is just like a flight, isn't it?
Yeah, this is great. We should get food delivered to him at 3 points in the next 24 hours.
Is there anyone that could maybe deliver food?
I mean, you guys are welcome to deliver something here. Or...
Oh, that's quite a good idea. But who's in the house?
Ben's in the house. Ben would probably bring me something.
All right, well, Ben's your flight attendant for the next 24 hours, so just ring the bell if you need food.
Okay, Scott, so he's seated, doors locked and cross-checked. Time for you, the captain, to do your speech.
Okay, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning from the captain of this flight to Sydney. Approximate flying time will be 24 hours. Got a great crew on board to... look after you today. There's Ben, who'll be looking after your every need. Flying at an altitude of 36,000 feet. We'll cross over the Bay of Biscay.
Why do they tell you where you're crossing over? I don't care. Do you care, Chris?
No, it's irrelevant, really. Right,
crossing over the Bay of Biscay and then out towards Germany and then out through the Balkans and sweeping down to Iraq. And then we'll take a left towards China. I'm making this up. Are you feeling reassured by my my captain's voice? And then we'll I don't know whether this is the route I'm making it up. We'll pass China, and then we'll be crossing over Southeast Asia, and then just a little dip down to Sydney. So for now, I would just say. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight with us today. You good? Is that all right?
Love that.
I've been on a lot of planes, you can tell. Henry, if you can recreate the actual flight experience by staying in that seat, including sleep, for the next 24 hours, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, I look forward to it.
All right, have a good flight. Sorry that I chose quite a small plane for you, a 737. That wouldn't get to Australia.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 11 and at 1 o'clock, Laura Whitmore is DJing from her shed.